If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last half hour here on this Friday, February 27, 2026 edition. Good friend of mine and someone who's been on the show numerous times over the last 13 years that I've been on this microphone, Patty McMurray. She's a reporter, contributor to the Gateway Pundit. She came out with a story yesterday afternoon after we went off the air. And it reads this way on the Gateway Pundit. If you want to find it on their website, it's right there. It was posted February 26 at 12:20 p.m. After years of being gaslighted by some of the most dishonest people in election history, the Gateway Pundit, along with some of the most respected election investigators in the state and across the country, is working to blow the lid off the lies about the Detroit's 2020 most, quote, secure election that helped to give Joe Biden an inexplicable victory in the must-win state of Michigan. Picture of this facility was the counting board down in the basement of TCF Center. I was there. I was inside the room when they started taping up the pizza boxes. Well, in September last year, Gateway Pundit announced that we'd be working with an independent investigator, Yehuda Miller, who had won a massive FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, lawsuit against the city of Detroit and was finally in possession of almost 1 million election documents from Detroit's 2020 election. Miller's request for the documents were originally rejected. Undeterred by the denial of public records, Miller hired a top FOIA attorney who successfully sued for the documents before the expiration of the 22-month federally mandated period, which require election officials to retain all election records from all general, special, and primary elections. Miller was able to secure copies of the actual absentee ballots, the signed envelopes that contained the absentee ballots, the absentee ballot applications, the qualified voter files, and copies of the tapes from each one of the tabulators, including the ones that are always out of balance in the Detroit precincts. In order to get copies, Miller had to pick them up in a U-Haul, where he then drove them to a secure location. In addition to the hard copies, we also have the digital files from the Detroit 2020 election clerks. They actually have them. We quickly assembled a team of Michigan's top election integrity experts to start reviewing these documents. Together with Miller and Check My Vote founder Fani Mantovati, Michigan Fair Elections, and our incredible team at Gateway Pundit, with a team of volunteers, so far we have completed almost 40% of analysis and forensic audit of the investigation of over 155,000 absentee ballot envelopes from the 2020 election. At this point, right now, it is fair to say that after several weeks of uncovering issues and concerns flagged by our volunteers, it's becoming clearer and clearer every day why election workers and outside agitators covered up the windows of the TCF Center after locking out the majority of Republican poll challengers. On the other side of the cover windows were absentee ballots being processed on the day after the 2020 election, with very little to no oversight by Republican poll challengers, and in many cases, absolutely no oversight by anyone other than those almost exclusively members of the Democratic Party, election workers, and supervisors, all of them Democrats. Well, currently, we are reviewing and entering the data from each individual absentee ballot envelope. Once this process is completed, we will begin entering the data from the absentee ballot applications. After both sets of data have been entered into a program designed exclusively for our team by the brilliant Check My Vote founder, Bonnie Mantovani, we'll begin placing the absentee ballot applications side by side with the envelopes and comparing them, at which point we believe we will begin to put together the puzzle pieces. One of the things that you have to understand, this is a very costly project, and to date has been exclusively funded by Yehuda Miller out of his own pocket. Gateway Pundit has a link if you would like to donate $5-$10 towards this project. It will help cover the cost to even provide coffee and food for the volunteers as they pour through these records. What they're going to ultimately determine, they believe, is that the documents from the city of Detroit and Wayne County, which is very costly to store to keep them safe in one secure facility. So far, Check My Vote founder Fani Matravati said hundreds of hours to develop and maintain the website used by volunteers to review these documents and to enter data in an easy-to-use format I created. Data storage and maintenance fees, as well as hundreds of more hours needed to train volunteers and to organize and make necessary update and changes to the website. Michigan Fair Elections, they also are part of this process, sharing valuable resources by experts needed to help train and work with the volunteers, as well as helping Fani to organize this massive number of documents. But so far, here are a few of the absentee ballots our incredible team of volunteers have already flagged as having quote-unquote issues. Let's begin with this quote voter who's registered to vote and voted from a non-existent address in the city of Detroit. We have confirmed that 8286 Auburn Street in Detroit, Michigan is actually a fake address. This quote-unquote voter successfully registered to vote from the address, received an absentee ballot in the 2020 election. According to the official City of Detroit records, they timed and date stamped it as being received. This absentee ballot envelope was received on the day before the election. The clerks only section of the envelope reveals that this quote voter from a fraudulent address was given ballot number 8574. Curiously, this voter has now been completely wiped clean from the Michigan qualified voter files. The absentee ballot envelope shows a German address on the envelope label. The white label was put over top and was used by the USPS to deliver the ballot. Excuse me, wasn't German. Germaine, excuse me. Germaine address on the envelope. According to the date next to the voter's signature, the envelope was signed on October 30th, 2020 and was received, according to the official City of Detroit stamp, the very same day, on October 30th. We've been hearing for decades that our United States Postal Service is inefficient. However, apparently, when it came to this absentee ballot in Detroit, they defied all odds and delivered the mail the very same day. Curiously, this voter did not use any of the verification forms required to be considered even a U.S. citizen. Their information on the qualified voter file said that they've never even lived in the United States and that they could literally choose any address in Michigan and say that some member of their family once lived there, allowing them to register to vote. Well, if you contrast this to the actual ballot below, you'll see voters' ballots were mailed to an address in Detroit, despite their official registration listing forwarding address was in Israel. What? This is pure insanity, folks. Well, this is just part of the information that they're discovering as they now have copies. These are photocopies of the ballots, the actual envelopes the absentee ballots were mailed out in, and the privacy envelopes that was signed and sent back containing the ballot itself. So, if you would like the link to donate to this cause, time, effort, even coffee and food for these volunteers, just text me Gateway. Oh, let's make this easier. Gateway Pundit. Let's do GP. That's what I'll store in my phone folder. GP for Gateway Pundit. I'll click on the link here and be able to provide you a response so that you can donate to this cause. They plan to have this information out before the August 4th primary. If they're able to do this, folks, and if the mainstream media picks up on this story, this is going to absolutely change elections here in the state of Michigan, especially Wayne County and the city of Detroit. Again, just text me GP for Gateway Pundit. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300.
Again, 231-627-4300.
Come see the Harbor Springs Outdoors Club Gun Show, Friday, March 13th from 3 to 7 p.m. and Saturday, March 14th from 9 to 5 p.m. Plenty of vendors and lunch will be available. This Don't Miss Gun Show will be at the VFW Post 2051, located at 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. Tickets are $8 at the door. Children are free. For more information, call Tim at 231-838-8054. See you there.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Again, text me GP or Gateway Pundit, and I'll send you the link to their Give, Send, Go. And basically, this so far, Patty McMurray's organized it, the reporter from Gateway Pundit. She had a goal of $25,000, and she created this yesterday. So far, they've raised $13,847. Detroit 2020 Election Doc Investigation Fundraiser. And she wrote up a brief summary, synopsis of this article and is actively asking for your help. If you can text me, 231-360-5140, GP or Gateway Pundit, I'll send you the link. Donate $2. Don't have lunch today. Donate $5, $10. If we get enough money to this group, they are going to use it to go through every single one of these 1 million documents they have gotten via a FOIA request, and provide the resources for the volunteers to go through the data. Every document is being scanned. Every document is being compared. Every document is being lined up, including going through Detroit's qualified voter files. Folks, this is almost the last day of February. Sunday is March 1st. We have 5 months to get this done before the August 4th primary election. If we're able to do this and expose this insane voting process in Wayne County, we can have fair elections this year, the midterm elections, for the first time ever. Because they've been doing this crap in Detroit for decades. I saw it with my own eyes. As I went through that Gateway Pundit story, the photographs, I saw it with my own eyes when it happened live the night after the election, heading into the early morning hours. Those pizza boxes started going up at 6 o'clock in the morning. They didn't want the new replacement day workers Republican poll challengers, they didn't want them to see what was going on. These ghost ballots that they brought in at 3:44 in the morning, I saw them with my own eyes. They have already gone through 40% of these documents, and it's absolutely amazing the anomalies and the irregularities they're finding. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. Before they shut us down, 1:30 in the morning, when they ran out of ballots, quote unquote, and told everybody to go upstairs to go to dinner, the building was empty. Pat Kolbeck and a few other patriots and I were downstairs in that basement, and we were the only ones there. All the workers were gone. 2 o'clock, 2:30, 3 o'clock, 3:30. All of a sudden, it started getting cold in there. I went to Pat Kolbeck and I said, why did they turn off the HVAC? Why is it getting cold in here? He goes, look in the back. The barn doors had been slid back. The white van and the other vehicles out in the alley, bringing in boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes of flat, pristine, laser-printed ballots. Wait a minute, Pat. We're an absentee ballot counting board. There's supposed to be in envelopes, the mailing envelopes, the privacy envelopes, comparing signatures. Oh, no, no. Chris Thomas told us that the clerk, Janice Winfrey, the city Detroit clerk, she processed all these at her office, and that's why it took so long. These were the ones that were dropped off before the 8 o'clock deadline of shutting the polls down. They had to travel all over the city of Detroit, go into all these drop boxes, get these flat, pristine, laser-printed ballots, and had to take them back to her office so she could open them up in envelopes, compare the signatures to the qualified poll books, and deliver them to us over at the counting board. We had been touching and handling envelopes all night long. Not these. Flat, pristine, laser-printed. Only two ovals were marked. Joe Biden and Gary Peters. 2020 November election. No other down ballot offices were even laser printed. Saw it with my own eyes. Well, now they have copies of everything. So if you want to help donate to this cause, they're only about less than 12 grand away from their goal. Text me GP. I'm going to donate $5 right after the show. Let's throw a lunch money at it today and let's get this thing funded. Unbelievable. And I'll take text messages all weekend long. Monday morning, roughly what, 8:57, you're going to be hearing this. Text me Monday morning. I'll send you the link. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz and Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Have a great weekend. God willing, we'll see you Monday at 9 o'clock.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping.